Post thought about accepting it, then shook his head.
Keep it. You taught me a valuable lesson about picking up strangers.
The newcomer almost grinned. Suit yourself. Shoving the wad into his jacket pocket, he stepped away from the speeder to regard it front to back. Who's responsible for the paint job? Post touched himself in the chest.
Me.
The newcomer laughed through his nose. Looks like a piece of candy. Post exhaled wearily.
First you're a swoop pilot, now you're an art critic?
Expunge the flames. And it needs a tune-up.
I'm sure it does after your showboating.
Have the turbine overdrive relay replaced. Post put his tongue in his cheek.
Okay, so maybe you're not a total sight case.
He hit the ignition button.
Still, I hope I don't see you around.
Hold on, the newcomer said. Post turned slightly in the seat. I need some information.
Yeah, what a surprise.
I'll compensate you well. Post laughed.
What world are you from where they use words like compensate and expunge?
The newcomer ignored the question. I'm looking for ship salvagers who would have been working Narshada's envelope 60 or so standard years ago.
60?
Post gestured dismissively.
Go to the library.
I plan to, but I need someone to ask around in the depths while I'm doing that. Do you know of any starship mechanics or engineers who might have been working back then?
Old-timers?
They'd have to be. Post considered it.
There are a couple of beings.
He tilted his head to the side.
In the event I'm sick enough to be interested, how do I find you?
You got a comlink? Post dug into the pouch pocket of his pants and set the comlink down on the bench seat. The newcomer set his comlink down alongside it. Mate them. Post enabled his comlink pairing function.
You want to tell me your name?
He said, handing back the newcomer's comlink. Not yet. The blonde man turned and disappeared into the crowd. Jeddak showed up at the slag pit 2 half an hour before he was due to meet with the scanner his comlink had identified as Flitcher Post. Nurshada's short night had just fallen, with Nal Hutta shielding the moon from the light of Y2. He waited outside, across the street from the flashing front entrance, until he recognized Post making his way through the mixed-species crowd. A thick-set kid of 25 or so, Post had a pleasant face with symmetrical features and bushy eyebrows. His hair was several shades of blonde and brown swept straight back from his forehead. If Post had grown up on Narshada and was still fleecing tourists at his age, then he must have had a pretty lousy low-level childhood. Jeddak watched him approach the Tapcalf, exchanging greetings with a few beings. He had come alone, as Jeddak had instructed, and was taking all the right precautions. Jeddak waited a while longer to make certain no one else showed up, then entered the slag pit too by way of the side entrance. He had spent 2 days making info forays from a cubicle hotel in the heart of what was once known as the Red District. His research had returned a couple of promising leads, but he was hoping that Post would have something substantial for him. Waiting for his eyes to adjust to the Tapcalf's dim lighting, Jeddak made a complete circuit of the large main room before heading for the table Post was holding, a bottle of brew in front of him. Jeddak got the attention of a waitress and told her to bring him a Maranzani on ice. He came up behind Post, startling him, and slipped into the opposite seat.
I wasn't sure you'd show,
Post said in genuine surprise. Why wouldn't I?
I figured you might have found what you were looking for.
I haven't, Jeddak said. The waitress delivered the drink, and he took a sip, letting the liquor linger in his mouth. This guy you mentioned.
He'll be here, but he's had to come a long way. I promised him you'd make it worth his while, no matter what.
Jeddak nodded. I already told you I would. What do you know about him?
Not much, except that he had a reputation of being one of the best mechanics on world until something went down that drove him into hiding for a couple of years. When he returned, he worked exclusively for Black Sun, keeping their cargo freighters shipshape. If he doesn't know whoever you're looking for, he'll probably know someone who does.
Post paused for a moment.
What's this all about, anyway?
That can wait till the mechanic gets here.
You know, I'm still not sure I want anything to do with you. The way you handled those goons? What are you, an undercover cop? Alliance agent?